Welcome back to Compliments to the Chef. I'm your host, Miss Da Silva.
And this is Miss Bits. Miss Bits. I have a good substitute teacher
name. You have such a good substitute. You have a really good substitute teacher name or a very good like kindergarten name. Because I think in kindergarten you call your teacher by her first or their first name, but with Mr. or Miss.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for that ringing endorsement.
Oh my God, Miss Bits. That is... You're so lucky that you have such a silly nickname.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Nancy and Bits, your favorite gals, here to talk about season 16, episode 4 of the Great British Bake Off, Back to School Week.
Ooh, school is in session.
For 1 second, I was like, this is a dumb theme. And then I was like, no, this is kind of an awesome themed week.
Nancy... Save it for the amuse-bouche because I got thoughts.
Okay, I'm saving it. But something that I do want to say, because this is a food podcast and we are New Yorkers, is that this past week something very sad happened in New York, which is Saul Zabar, the patriarch of the Zabar's dynasty, passed away at the age of 93 or 7. I can't remember. It's one of those two. And he was a titan of the New York dry goods and grocery world. You know, his grocery store Zabar's is iconic. Look for it in films such as You've Got Mail. And in honor of Saul, legend, I am wearing my Zabar's Vampire Weekend merch. The most Upper West Side Jewish thing about me is this shirt.
Wow.
But shout out to a real one. Just, you know, if you don't know what Zabar's is, anyone listening to the pod, look it up. A New York institution. Mm. And now, after this moment of silence, we... move on. Or I guess let's begin.
Nancy, we're back to school.
Give me your amuse-bouche. I want you to go first.
Oh, Nancy, I'm sorry to steal your thunder. I loved this episode. I had the same thought. I was like, this is kind of weird. But wow, was it like it built too. Each round was better than the last. I loved this week's showstopper. We need a hook a duck counter. It was so much fun. I loved it. This was my favorite episode for sure this season. What about you?
Completely agree. Do you think this is the last we'll see of the hook a duck? I bet we'll get one more this season somehow.
I don't think so. I don't think it's like croquettes. I think it's like...
Or orange. Yeah. We got no orange this episode.
But we did get some booze.
We did get booze. Shout out to Prue. This episode was so much fun. It was so nostalgic. I think everyone was just loosey-goosey, having fun in the tent. And I have a question for you, which is I realized... when we did our first episode of the season, we said we would take time every week to go over like the campy opening number. And then I was like, there actually hasn't been a campy opening number since the first episode. And I wonder, Bits, do you think it's because they spent so much money on Prue's prosthetics?
Perhaps. Or that they just don't do that unless it's the season opener. Which was my thought.
They usually do silly little skits.
I thought they did too, but I think, I don't know, maybe I feel like last season it was the same where they just did it at the beginning and didn't open the episodes up with it. I don't know. Now I'm like doubting everything.
What is real?
But I don't know. They're blowing it somewhere else because, yeah, it's lean times as far as whimsical opening acts.
Whimsy. Okay, why don't we just get right in to this incredible episode because it was so much fun. We have a signature bake of flapjacks. Now, Bits, I, like you, am an American. I was confused to learn that flapjacks mean something completely different in the UK than they do everywhere else in the world.
Likewise. I have kind of walked away from this experience with the understanding that they're basically chewy granola bars.
Yes. I looked this up. The origin of a flapjack, actually the American flapjack is more true to like the original flapjack than the British flapjack. Huh. What I learned is that everywhere else in the world calls pancakes flapjacks. Like they're used interchangeably.
Yeah.
Only in the UK does flapjack mean something else. and listeners, please correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what the internet is telling me. It has ancient beginnings. It can trace back to the Roman Empire, made with oats, honey, and nuts. In the 16th century, British kitchens used to describe the treat as a flat cake or tart. Shakespeare even referenced this British treat in his play Pericles, Prince of Tyre, underscoring their role in everyday life. In its modern evolution, the traditional recipe is a sticky oat bar. The history of the flapjack serves as a testament to its timeless appeal, says this website, backyardfarmer.com. key ingredients, oats, butter, golden syrup or honey, and sugar. The end.
Wow. Yeah. So really they're just slinging granola bars this episode.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Which is a back to school treat. Question before we start the episode. Do you have any fond memories of school treats?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. I would say the sweet treat that I always had, my like equivalent to the school cake was, I grew up in Pennsylvania, so we had a bunch of tasty cake products. That was our shelf stable treat. but they made these delicious butterscotch crimpets that were, I don't know how much butterscotch, you know, it was like icing.
You love crimpets. Your mom sent them to our house in New Orleans, I remember.
Yes, yes. I loved butterscotch crimpets. And I think that's kind of adjacent to what this is. I feel like a lot of our just like, what do you call it? Like Twinkies and Ho-Hos and like that whole, is kind of very much in the spirit of what we see in the technical this week. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for me, tasty cakes were sort of like the staple of my lunchbox. But what about you, Nancy?
My lunchbox always had a turkey sandwich, potato chips. I'm sure this shouldn't surprise you as an adult knowing my lunch diet. And then I always had a fruit and a treat. The fruit was usually an apple. Mm. The treat really rotated. I liked those like one bite brownies. Remember those? I like loved those.
Yes.
What other treats do we really like? Sometimes the chips were Cheez-Its, which are the best.
Oh God. So good.
So good. Yeah. I remember those. We loved Entenmann's. Like Entenmann's donuts were of religious status in my house growing up.
See, there were the classic,
yeah. There was the classic chocolate donut, like white cake, or it was chocolate glaze white cake donut,
right?
But then, if we were feeling really bad at the grocery store with my nana, we would buy the devil's food ones. Do you remember those? They were like a chocolate donut with like a clear glaze. And those little like crumblies on the top.
Oh, I forgot about those.
That was like the most indulgent treat ever.
That was not my flavor profile as a kid, but I have definitely come around to like a glazed cake chocolate donut.
Yummo. And then, not to brag, but my mom did bake a lot. So her banana bread would show up very frequently. Her oatmeal chocolate chip cookies were a staple. Brownies, of course. I just love sweet treats. It's no surprise I have an insatiable sweet tooth. But on to the challenge. So we have flapjacks. Back to the challenge, I guess. Bits, any flapjacks that really stood out to you?
Well, you know, I, of course, need to flag my boy Aaron.
Oh, did he have a good episode or what?
My absolute favorite. He did the Earl Grey whipped. Say that. Earl Grey whipped. Okay, I can do it. With lemon jam. He started decorating those and I was like, what does this remind me of? And I realized, Nancy, it reminded me of the sexy hot dog from Sausage Party. Like, Google that right now.
Okay, don't mind if I do. Don't tell me.
That's exactly what the visual was for me. But it was a delicious bake. It sounded lovely.
Oh, yeah, she is very pale.
Yeah, so there you go. And then I would say another one that I was really excited about, it wouldn't, I really liked Toby's, his like little carrot patch. Yeah. I thought his looked like very tight, very,
yes,
you know, polished. And I like the flavor profile on that. Like, I think I would like a carrot cake inspired granola bar.
Yes.
So those were my tops, to be honest. What about you?
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention Tom, who made
– oh, yeah.
He kind of made an entremet of a flapjack where, like, look – I know the desire was for it to look like an apple, and I think that they were sort of, like, prepared to dislike it, and then it was really good.
Yeah.
It was, like, a very clever take on the flapjack. Didn't even resemble one. I liked – let's see. Oh, my gosh. Jasmine's raspberry chocolate hazelnut. I mean – could possibly be my favorite flavor combination in the world, chocolate raspberry. I don't really think life gets better than that. So she had me there big time. And then let's see who else. Nadia was a very interesting character for me this episode because
I agree.
I thought at every turn she had good ideas, and we'll get to her in the showstopper.
I love her accent too. I gotta temper me dark chocolate now.
I'm obsessed with her because she should be on Love Island, but is on Bake Off.
Yeah, yes, that's what it is.
She just is a fun gal. Like, I can't get enough of her on my screen.
Yeah.
And she's having fun with it. She doesn't take it too seriously. And cherry and coconut and chocolate, also a good combination. Not as elite as raspberry chocolate, but good for her. Her chocolate didn't set, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Other people who sort of struggled in this round, I'm looking at my notes.
I do want to talk about Natalia, who did struggle.
Yes.
I'm like seeing those like gorgeous waves of chocolate icing on top. I was like, I know that this isn't going to vibe with what you've got going on down below, but I loved the look of her frosting.
I completely agree. I was so annoyed when the judges didn't really love it because I was like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, I thought you guys loved talking about the height of stuff. There you go. Super tall. But no, I that one to me, I'm like, that looks tasty, but I get why it didn't work.
I'm going to be honest. I'm sure I would have loved it. Like, I have never found chocolate to be too overpowering in any scenario. Yeah, I hate when they say that, like, as if chocolate is this really unrefined thing that like can only be used in moderation.
They're like, no, we want more of the stuff that's less good. Can you give us that?
It's like, can you give us the oats, please?
Yeah. Okay, horse.
Like, it's so British to be like, we want to punish ourselves with our food.
Yeah, we no want chocolate more of the allowed. Crumbly dry thing, like not this.
Yeah, God. And of course, Natalia, Ukrainian refugee, is like, I just want love and comfort and good taste and things.
Yeah,
and they're just like, too much joy in this bake.
Yeah. On the whole, this definitely was like my least favorite round of the episode. However, I still enjoyed this signature.
If I had to rank this signature, it would be above other challenges we've had this season.
For sure. For sure. They're like, I kind of was like, how are they making the bake a thing here? Like, I get it. Like, oh, you know, it's like, there's not really anything to bake. Like, you're just sort of like heating, you're toasting it.
Yes, you're congealing it, or like, it's, you know, toasted, whatever the word is.
In the words of Don Draper.
In the words. Bits is currently plowing through Mad Men. If there are any Mad Men rewatch podcasts, no, we can't. We can't. Don't look at me like that. Oh.
That's what the money's for. So, yeah, great signature. It's definitely, like, up there for this season based on what we saw. But I want to talk about the technical because –
oh, yes.
The technical for me, I think, was really the moment where I was like, I am locked into this episode. So this week, the bakers had to make 12 identical school cakes with a jug of hot custard. note on the word jug. That is a quote. They had to make a jug of custard with it, which – my immediate, like, knee-jerk reaction, typically it was – the typical knee-jerk reaction I have to technicals when they first explain them is like, what is that? I had that here. But then I thought about it for 1 second more, and I was like, wow, this is actually my two favorite things just, like, put together in one challenge. It's like vanilla pudding and kind of, like, confetti cake.
Yeah. You could miss me with the custard. I'm not interested in that. I was trying to think, like – is it normal to serve cake with an additional sauce? Is that
especially
normal?
This kind of cake, like, yeah. It already has icing. What, like, well, talk about, like, gilding the lily. You love that.
Yes, but my thing is, I mean, personally, I've never been tempted by a vanilla cake. Like, you just can't. I will eat it if it's the last dessert on earth, but I would take anything with chocolate over this. And so the fact that they have this vanilla cake with vanilla custard, like, if you're going to introduce a custard, have it be a different flavor. Have it be raspberry coulis.
No, there's absolutely no, like, just, like,
it has a one-note dessert right there, and it's straight sugar.
Straight sugar. I do like that they were like, you know, oh, I thought it was going to be easy, but everything has to be done from scratch. They have to do the custard from scratch. They have to make the sprinkles from scratch. They have
no electric appliances.
The butter and the cream, or the sugar to cream. Like, you know, wow. Tough, tough school, you know, tough lesson.
I know, and they're just, like, out there. I thought Leslie was going to be like, this is how we used to do it all the time.
Right. But I really liked this one. I feel like the commentary that we got from Prue and Paul was like, okay, cake was claggy. Again, they were super into the – I like the rise, or, like, I like the height. It's always, like, about the height of the cake. Some of them were really dumpy, I think. Our girl Nadia was on the bottom of that, unfortunately. Natalia, again, on the bottom.
Here's what I'll say about this one. I don't really feel like there was that much of a delta between the bottom and the top on this technical. There were definitely ones that were not perfect, but I still don't think the ones that were on the bottom were, like, bad.
I sort of agree. I think it was probably easy to know the top and bottom, but I agree, like, in the middle, it's just like, okay, that's, like, complete, like
– yeah.
Completely off the cuff.
Also, quick question. And I don't want to come off the wrong way here, but how hard is it to cut a 4x4?
Okay, yes.
On this, right?
I don't know. But Prue seemed to share our frustration about this in the critique. She's like, how hard is it? Like, a lot of people struggle with this.
Even
I agree, man. I'm like, it's literally – it's not like they're even asking you to cut 9. Like, you just cut this in half, and then you cut that in half.
Yeah, like, it's simple math, right?
so funny you say that. Yeah, I completely agree.
Cool. I'm glad that we aggressively agree with each other, because this podcast would never survive if we disagreed.
Well, it's just such a weird thing to
mess up on.
Yeah.
I feel like cutting 15 out of there is way harder than cutting 4.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I don't know. We'll never know.
We'll never know. Like, cutting 5 by 3 has got to be harder than 4 by 4. Anyway, so in order, we have from top to bottom, Jasmine wins the technical. Aaron comes in second. I really wanted him to win first because I just love him. Yes. But then we had Ian, then Toby, then Leslie, then Tom, then Jessica, then Natalia, and then Nadia. The end.
The end.
Dan, good on them.
It was
fun. They
made
it to the technical.
I don't think anybody had, like, melty icing either. So on the whole, was a fan.
Okay, and then we get to the showstopper, which, like, I did not understand it to begin with. And then I was like, do people understand what this prompt is? And then they all seemed to really get it. Fate, of course, being Fet. That was very funny when Allison was like, fate, and Natalia thought that she was saying fight.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I've seen two girls
fight.
It's a fight.
She's got that really live.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, it's not a fight. It's a fight. And it's like, that's the same thing.
Yeah, that's the same.
Miss Allison.
Yeah, apparently this is like a whole thing.
It's like a school fair.
Summer fair stall display.
Did you
I love this.
I love this too, but very quickly, did you have like a school fair?
Yes, we did it. It was like a back to school. I can't remember if we did it back to school or like the school year is ending and we did it in the spring.
Ours was school year is ending.
I think that's probably when ours was too.
They called it the high school carnival in my town.
Yeah, it was like the Ross Moyne Fair or whatever the, you know, school was. But I loved that. Yeah, they had like little rides and games. And
did they have that really scary one called the Zipper?
No, it was not that high production.
We had this one ride called the Zipper that was sort of like, I mean, you know, when you're growing up, it's like the cool kids were doing it, but it was like really scary.
Right.
And it was essentially this like, how do I even describe it? It was sort of as if you were sitting in a Ferris wheel, but the wheel is actually completely vertical.
Yeah, you're just sort of like on.
Yes, and it keeps going around and around and around. And the cars, the swinging cars like flip upside
right,
down.
Right, 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 right.
That was the Zipper, and it was like a badge of honor if you did the Zipper.
Zipper?
Yeah. I'll never forget the high school carnival. It was a place to see and be seen.
It was coming so of age. Fun. No, I have a very fond, I have a very rite fond nostalgic passage. Feelings about it.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the only thing that happens at a school fete in the UK is hook a duck because
yeah, for real.
They definitely don't have a zipper there. They just have hook a duck because we had 1, 2, 3, 4 instances of hook a duck cakes, I believe.
I mean, I understand. I get how you get there, right? Because it's like the thing that looks the most like a cake. It's just like a round, flat thing. But yeah, that was pretty hilarious that we went there like so hard. Whose hook a duck was your favorite?
That's a great question. I think Jasmine's was beautiful.
Hers was beautiful.
Tom also did a nice one.
Tom also did a good one, but I will say that I think Tom's display was my absolute favorite. Like I loved his point of view. The Petri dish
was so, cute. I loved that.
Yum, 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 mold.
Ooh, yeah.
Spores.
I don't in general love creme brulee. Again, it doesn't have any chocolate in it. Right. But I just was so tickled by his presentation that I would have gobbled it up.
Yes, totally agree.
And I mean, all of these displays were so cute and lovely. Like I really think everyone did pretty well on the showstopper. Yeah.
Except for when Jessica rolled up and they kind of like just immediately dunked on her ass. Like they were like, oh, just like nothing pops.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
I don't know. I mean, still kind of cool, but there was some bomb ass displays. So
yeah, compared to everything else in the tent, hers really did not deliver.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. Also like, what do dinosaurs have to do with it?
Right. Hers was just more generalized like school subject, but Jasmine's was incredible. The ring toss was excellent.
What she had a hook a duck.
They have crazy
names for things.
Yeah,
hers was beautiful. And then the thing we have to talk about, the comeback of the century, perhaps even more than Jumbo Kingdom, was Nadia's display.
Oh, yeah.
She, to me, is like the mom you want at the PTA.
Yeah. Yeah,
she clearly does. Meanwhile, this for
she's
her
like
kids.
Totally dragging her feet. Like they were teasing her about doing this, and yeah, she was not having
the that. Burgers were so cute, like
so cool.
They Prue and Paul were, I think, blown away, but Prue in particular was like gassed about it. She was like,
"You really have to like change your mindset."
It was great. I just loved hers, and the other person who had an incredible display was Leslie.
Yes.
The meat pie?
I'm glad she got to like pop off in this one because I feel like she's sort of just been middle of the packing.
Yes. Her meringue lollipops.
Looked perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Everyone just had fun. The showstopper, I guess maybe it was the parameters or the this or the that, but everyone I feel had a moment to shine.
Yes. I don't know what it was because like we have showstoppers like this that have kind of a dumb, you know, I think maybe it's just – there's like an implied whimsy in the fair of it all. Mm-hmm. That the way that people like kind of played with games and played with like, I don't know, because I just don't know what made this the kind of like perfect storm for me in ways that past episodes where they have this showstopper that's like do a smorgasbord of things inspired by this like vague concept. It just really landed here in ways that it hasn't before.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was mistaken. We had one orange incident this episode. It was Jasmine's orange and elderflower biscuits.
Oh, that does sound good.
I'm going to do a roundup next week. I'm going to leftover this of where we are with the orange counter.
L'orange. Okay.
L'orange. Duck à l'orange.
Tuck a duck. What is it called? Hook a duck or l'orange?
Hook a duck à l'orange. That's in it. Title of ep.
There we go.
Title of ep. Don't even need to consider anything else.
I love it. I love it.
I love it. Okay. Other. Other. You
know, I'm really happy about the people also that like played with the balls.
Yeah.
We had some like tennis balls. We had some cricket balls.
We had a lot of fun stuff.
We had cool stuff. Okay. I know Ian. Okay. First of all, Ian is a sicko. I bet Ian is a complete certified sicko.
Yes. We mean that as a compliment, listener. Sicko's a good thing. Yeah.
This guy, first of all, love his haircut. I don't care what anybody says. I think his haircut looks so fun. Talk about like just, yeah. I would hang out with Ian, no doubt, outside of this.
His girlfriend does pole dancing lessons that he brings baked goods to.
But I do want to acknowledge, like, I loved the school monitor idea. Just like, let me make a huge computer. Like, dated computer. I really like that. I wish he wouldn't have, like, pulled in the plastic and, like, made some of this from scratch. But I loved that vision. And I just, Ian is super fun. I do feel like, you know, to jump ahead a bit, Jessica does go home this week. Mm-hmm. What was her stage name again?
Oliver Close Off.
Oliver Close Off. Oh, God. It's so good. So Oliver Close Off is out
putting her clothes on and leaving the dojo.
Yeah, unfortunately. Which, let's talk about that decision. How are you feeling? Because we know that it came down between her and Jessica. I mean, sorry, her and Ian.
Yeah, I think they made the right choice. Nadia pulled a Poimon and, like, just knocked it out of the park in the showstopper. It was unequivocal that she was staying. I think with Ian, I think they didn't like love any of his flavors, but he delivered on the brief every time this episode.
Yeah.
And I think unfortunately for Jessica, her cake was raw. The flavor wasn't good. The biscuits like weren't executed right. Like she just, I think from a technical perspective, didn't pull anything off in the showstopper, whereas Ian did. It just didn't blow them away.
I think that's fair. Yeah, that's sound logic. I hope that Ian can shake this off because sometimes it feels like people are sort of like perpetually like in the by the skin of my teeth.
Yes, I do think that Ian started really strong earlier in the season.
Yeah, I don't.
Feels as though he's fallen a bit.
Yeah, he's taken a bit of a tumble. So we're gonna need you to stand back up.
Yes, please, because we really like you and we want to keep seeing you on our screens.
Yes. Well, gosh, Nancy.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Something that I want to talk about in the showstopper. Natalia. She is not from the UK, famously. And she clearly had, like, no idea what this week was about. And she pulled off an incredibly sweet showstopper of the backpack.
Her backpack was awesome.
It was so good and it was so sweet. And I like, she's living in this new country and a completely new culture, and she's like clearly trying to learn. And I just wanted to give her flowers for a second.
You don't think they got backpacks over there?
No, they obviously have backpacks, my guy. But like, she doesn't know what a summer fate is. She couldn't even understand the word.
Yeah,
and I think she just like did a really nice job with it, and it just was very sweet to me.
Yeah, it was super sweet, and it just looked. Yeah, really well done. I think I was surprised that it didn't get more, and even we like almost skipped over it. I'm surprised it didn't get a little bit more attention, but I think there was just a lot to look at and react to.
Yes.
But 100% love that. And that's week four in the books, Nancy.
It is. Should we judgy table?
I don't have any judgment.
I have no judgment. I do want to have a moment of praise.
Yeah.
Prue and Noel's outfits this week were incredible.
Yeah.
I normally detest everything that Noel wears. Like, I think it's ridiculous. He was wearing a tomato shirt that I
am super cool.
Really coveting. And Prue's fit this week, I mean, it was classic Prue. It was so, like, technicolor, but it was a delight. Prue dresses like an elementary school art teacher or music teacher. Yes. And it was just like the perfect setting for her this week. She wore weird geometric earrings, a funky asymmetrical necklace, a colorful blazer. She just – it was a treat to see her really in her sartorial element this week.
Oh, yes. Yes. This was – definitely she had this in the pocket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. That now brings us to the end of week four. Tune in next week. I don't even know what week it is. Do you?
I think it's chocolate week.
Okay, well, I hope we don't get any more criticisms about the chocolate being too, too overpowering. Much chocolate. I guess that was my judgy table. Like, just enjoy the chocolate. It is literally a gift from the gods. That's right. What I believe the Incas or Aztecs believed cocoa to be. Mm. So just enjoy your gift. I'm going to leave that.
As they threw people in a hole.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Left over I'm basing both that on things. El Dorado, the animated classic the animated from DreamWorks.
Okay, well, we'll see you in El Dorado next week on Compliments to the Chef.
Bye-bye.
Bye.